Welcome to Bitachon in Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Davidowitz. Bitachon is an obligation. The Shoresh, the root of the word mitzvah, is tzav, a command, tzivoy, a commandment. The mitzvos are commandments given to us lovingly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our benefit. Although Hashem set up the world in a manner in which He granted us bechira, free choice, the mitzvos are directives, instructions. They are commandments which shape every aspect of how we live life. The Ten Commandments, I once heard someone quip, are the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions. If I were to ask the average Torah-observant Jew to name some of the mitzvos, I would venture to guess that Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taras HaMishpacha would be mentioned quickly. Maybe Tzedakah, Bikur Cholam, and Achnasas Archem would follow soon after. How about Bitachon? Bitachon, trust and reliance on Hashem, is a full-fledged mitzvah obligation with multiple sources in the Torah, which we will explore in the coming days. Bitachon is not a suggestion by Chazal. It's not simply a recommended practice to become a more connected or spiritual Jew. It's not just good advice or a terrific idea to stem our fear and anxieties. Bitachon is a mitzvah, a commandment. Bitachon is a Torah obligation. So why don't many of us think of it in that way? Perhaps it's because the practice of bitachon resides in our minds and in our hearts. It takes place in our thinking and in the way we emotionally process and respond to the moments of our lives. In contrast, Shabbos observance is very concrete. We light Shabbos candles, we say Kiddush, we refrain from the 39 melachos of Shabbos in all their details. With kashrus, we maintain separate dishes for milk and meat. We check packages for reliable hechsherim. We only eat at restaurants with proper kosher supervision. With tzedakah, we have spreadsheets or some other method to track that we're giving at least 10% of our earnings, miser, to charity. And when we open up our home to guests, it is clear that we are performing the mitzvah of hachnasas archem. Bitachon is different. Bitachon is not something you can do. Bitachon is not something you easily observe your friend performing. Nonetheless, bitachon, like Shabbos and Kashrus, is an absolute mitzvah, a binding Torah obligation on each of us. Recognizing bitachon for what it is, not a recommended practice, but an obligatory mitzvah, is a strategy we can use to motivate us to actively work on increasing our bitachon. Thank you for listening to Bitachon in Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. Einod Milvado, Ephes, Zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.